harness trainer driver Rowan Hillier about the performance of first starter, the filly Paris of Pisa. She was, well, electric to say the least, Rowan, early on.
Yeah, look, she's got a fair bit of speed out of the gate, obviously, and it was just a matter of getting her to settle, and she didn't settle that fast, but it was only her first start, so hopefully in the final she can settle a bit better.
She's obviously, you know, a fair bit to impress you, you know, going to the trials and before you got to this race.
Yeah, look, she did two trials and won them both, and has been very impressive, I think. And the only thing that worried me was the draw, probably, but you know, she overcame that with a bit of gate speed, so you know, all goes well for the final.
Well, you know, the gossip sort of gets around, and the rumours get around the track, and it eventually finds its way to my doorstep. But they're saying that you have mentioned in the dispatches that you think she's probably as good as she's riding Mac at a 2-year-old.
Look, she's got the same sort of ability, but she's got a long way to go. But obviously, what she's shown at home and what she's shown at the trials, if she keeps progressing well, you know, I think she's got the motor there anyway.
Was she good in the last 200 metres tonight?
Look, she was off her feet at the top of the straight, and she's never been that at home or at the trial, so I was proud of the way she sort of kept at it, you know.
All right. Owned and bred by Mark Panton?
Yep, owner and breeder, and he's in Melbourne, and he'll be tickle pink watching her.
All right, so it's on to the final in a fortnight.
Yep.
And you obviously go to the Evicus, so she is homegrown.
Yeah, she's Evicus bound, and she's also got a sales race too. She was in the Tasmanian sale last year, so obviously I think that might be a fortnight after the sweepstakes. So yeah, she's got a bit to do.
All right, but that'll probably finish her season as a 2-year-old.
Look, if she's got a chance to Riley Max, she'll be going around the Breeders' Crown, so we'll see what happens.
Well, but you got that in the back of your mind with
her? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I mean, it's a long season, and yeah, and obviously she's probably got to go a lot better than what she did tonight. But I think the run will do her really good, and hopefully she just gets a bit stronger.
Well, she'd go on 158.8. It's not a bad effort for her first start at the races.
Well, I actually thought she'd go something like that, you know. But I thought she'd finish off a little bit better. But you know, to her credit, she stuck to her guns.
All right. Well, obviously there's an improvement there.
Yeah, for sure. I think so. Yeah, no doubt in the world. Yep.
All right. Well, all the best, and good to have another good 2-year-old in your camp.
Yeah. Thanks very much, mate.